We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
I'm gonna tell you, bunch of acid dropping dopers.
I don't know if I'm touching something that's wet or am I wet?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Got some residuals from something?
I don't know. I could have.
What'd you do?
I don't know what it is.
I don't have any answer for in here.
Could have been my own liquid. But, like, not, like, bodily liquids, like my liquids that I pour for beverages.
Could have been my own liquids. Hashtag the Joshua Grossman story.
Yeah, it could have been my liquids. I'm sorry. We are live on a Monday. Twitch.tv/KRock. See ya. What? How are you doing? Are you good?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
I'm good.
What happened?
It's like I'm coming off a weekend of home repairs, but it's like...
What were you doing?
I don't feel like I accomplished anything, you know?
How are you doing?
We're redoing that dining room kitchen area, so I was painting and... What? What did I do? What?
He's painting and he's got a dining room. Mike won money.
I think you have a dining room, too. I think you just put chairs in it.
Yeah. I just put...
You don't use it for dining.
Or I was going to say, is that the one with nothing in it but one chair?
I think that's your dining room.
That's the dining room.
I don't even have a dining room. It's just part of the kitchen.
Oh, and
I think dining rooms are dumb.
And he's got a kitchen.
No. Mr. Kitchen over here. No, I don't. Like, we thought a dining room was stupid when you built the house because nobody ever goes in there.
Yeah.
So it's just part of the kitchen.
I hear you. It's just
where
a bigger
the table
kitchen.
Is, yeah.
I like that. No, that's the way to do it. No one wants to...
Nobody ever uses dining rooms in their house.
Well, just because then you got to go to the, you know, a different part of the room, and you're in the kitchen while everyone's in the dining room, and then you're all by yourself. And...
Everybody congregates in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Unless you've got, like, you know, butlers bringing you food.
Right. Oh, now he's got butlers. Oh, boy.
You guys
Mike
have butlers?
One money.
I thought you guys had butlers.
He's got his new Cadillac.
I do. I've got my Cadillac. I got my servants' quarters. I've got all of it.
Souped up Cadillac car out there.
I love it. Whenever you go to these old houses, because you know how much I love old houses.
Yeah.
They've always got servant quarters, and it's the worst part of the house.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I get
weird.
It. Like, they are your employees.
Yeah.
But, well, like, it's like at the 1890 house or whatever, there was a little room off to the side.
Off the kitchen, like, through the back.
Yeah, like, you had to go find it. And then in there was a sink and a box she had to poop in.
Yeah, here. Poop in your box when you're done.
Give her some dignity. She's raising your kid.
Go throw it out in the yard when you're done pooping in this box and the box has been filled.
This is the servants' quarters. You will not leave these and be seen.
If you poop anywhere else but this box.
Yeah. You're out. You're dead. We can legally kill you because it's the 1890s.
It'll be tragic for you. Well, do you think you're going to vote? I don't think so.
But that's why there's always the second set of stairs that I love in sitcoms, I learned. Like, you know how every sitcom, we've talked about this, how every sitcom has, like, the set of stairs in the kitchen?
Yep.
Because of the servants.
Really?
The servants had to come and go and not be seen.
Mm.
Now it should be. Fear my servant.
I can see that in the Full House house.
They have it in the Full House and the Boy Meets World house. They have it in Step by Step. All of those old houses
They do have like a weird off room type thing with some stairs.
But they always have a secondary set of stairs that comes into the kitchen.
And the stairs that lead to it.
And I'd never seen that in real life until I brought it up on the air once. And they're like, yeah, because of old servants' quarters. And now when I go to these old houses, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the step-by-step stairs. Or, like, there's the sitcom stairs.
I always wanted to go to the roller coaster park with them. They look like they were having so much fun. Right from that?
Yes.
And they were just getting them to do whatever they wanted. They were playing all the games. They were eating cotton candy all they wanted.
And then there, Cody killed himself. So.
Sasha?
So yeah, he something. That took a dark turn, didn't
right?
it?
Right, yeah.
Whoa. Text line. Okay there, Al Borland. I don't think so, Tim.
That's funny. No, if you've seen his other videos, he is
I'm more terrible.
Like a Tim Allen.
I'm terrible.
With the funniness that happens. He's, you know, he can do things like an Al Borland, but if you watch him, like, decide that, nah, I'm just going to hit this with a hammer over and over and over and see if it comes on out of there. Nope, bad decision. Then we'll see.
So I had to fill another hole in the drywall. It's a long, bigger story, but one of my air returns.
Is it, you got another?
I can.
You got another apartment in your house? Behind your wall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we found it. We found a 3-bedroom house behind the wall. It was weird.
The hell?
Where did that come from?
Frick. What?
No, I had to. I had to fill in one of the. Like, you know how, like, on your wall or maybe in your floor, you have an air return where the air goes down to the furnace and comes up?
Yeah.
We're doing some stuff.
Okay.
I guess we have bad air returns.
I see what you're saying.
So my guy was like, you can just fill that one in. I'm like, don't tell me to do that because I don't know how to do that.
Can I just leave it? Can I also just leave it like exactly the way it is?
He's like, yeah, but then you're going to have a hole in your wall. You don't want that. I go, but I'm okay with it.
What if I don't mind?
Can I just hang a poster over it?
Let's get a cat hit.
Yeah.
Hey, just hang in there.
Josh, why is there a hang in there poster in the middle of the kitchen?
On the bottom of
That's fine.
But it's on the bottom of the wall.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's where it goes.
Why is there a 1990 Chicago Bulls poster on the kitchen wall? Half on the floor, half on the wall because it's too big. We don't want to cut it.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin the poster.
I'm gonna ruin the poster.
Why is there a hauling ass poster in our kitchen? Because of butts.
Your wife gets home, and you go, oh, I've been waiting for you all day. Honey, come here. You go in the kitchen, you flip the light off, you hand her a black light, and you flip it on.
Look at this.
Now open your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
When did you go to Spencer's, and why do they still have black light posters?
A black light poster about different poops. Cool. Great. That's great for the dining room area.
Are you healthy, honey? Let's take a look. Hold the black light up against it.
Because you know the exact poster I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Where they're all like poop emojis before they were poop emojis.
Yeah.
But they were gross.
Yep, like the one with like flies in it. Here's one with corn.
I was just talking to somebody the other day, like how I don't ever see poster racks anywhere. Like, I don't think kids use posters anymore.
Sports places.
They have like athlete posters. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, like I want a Dallas Cowboys shirt. Let me go over to the mall and there's that place. They have them.
But do people still have like band posters that they hang up?
No, I bet they don't. That used to be the best.
Because I went to try to find a poster recently, and I couldn't find it.
Spencer's?
Is there even still Spencer's?
It might still be in, what's the one between you and me? Great Northern? It might be in there still.
There's definitely not a Spencer's there. There's nothing left there.
I can't remember. There's a couple shoe places, because I went there for Christmas stuff.
Carpenter says that Walmart has posters. I went to looking for posters at Walmart, and I couldn't find any.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I don't know how to explain where they are.
In the craft area, right?
No. Over, damn it. Where did I see them? Like, across from that section, almost.
Because I remember seeing a poster rack, near the craft area once.
Yeah.
So I went back. I don't know why I was shopping for posters, but I was.
Posters.
And I went back there, and there was nothing there anymore.
Hmm. You print out your own?
The SUNY Mooresville campus store still has posters.
Oh, Spencer's is gone in Great Northern Mall.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know that college kids are still rocking posters, though.
Yeah, I wonder.
Gotta have those.
Yeah, I bet, like, the SUNY Oswego store still has some. You should definitely check that out.
Sarah says the craft pet section in the Central Square Walmart. Oh, yeah, because every Walmart's a little different. So wherever yours is might be different from where theirs is.
Wow. I think you should go to Oswego.
And what?
In the campus bookstore there. I guarantee you they would have a big old thing of posters.
Yeah, my old ass trolling for posters.
Hell yeah.
You guys like posters?
Hey, guys. What's your posters, guys?
What's your favorite posters?
You guys got any cool posters or what? Huh?
Your
campus store. It's got cool posters. Point me in that direction.
See you out there. And Fennell, I lived there. Like when?
Back in the 1900s. At the very end of the 1900s, I moved into there.
'03.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Almost 20 years ago?
When did you live in Fennell Hall? At the turn of the century.
We made it through Y2K together.
Let me tell you the tale of the ozone.
All right, 315-364-109 K-Rock text line. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Back when I went here, this was just quad.
18s, do they still have condoms for free?
You know, people that like people who live in New York City are like, this used to all be farmland.
Yeah.
It literally used to just be the quad where your damn campus center is.
Yeah.
This just used to be open land.
This was a stupid field in which you would get whipped in the face with wind.
This is where I would get maximum scoot speed coming down the hill.
If you had to go to the library from the math buildings,
the library,
you could cross a long, crappy sidewalk through a field.
Eddie's stuck on skip again. Eddie, wrap it up, man.
Adder.
Hey.
No, all right.
We're good. Sometimes
we're done.
I see a news thing and I don't want to listen to it until it's on the air so I can experience it at the same time as Cody.
Okay.
This is a woman who broke the Guinness World Record for hitting the lowest note singable by a female. And then my brain is going to be really funny and I want to hear it at the same time you hear it.
She's going to sound like she's doing a Jonathan Davis of Korn.
It's the musical note is C1, which is 33.57 hertz. Nobody cares what that means.
As I say, I don't know.
It's the lowest C on a standard piano.
Okay.
But she now holds the Guinness Book World Records as the lowest note singable.
So this is it.
By a woman.
It's over.
I don't know what it's going to sound like. I wanted to hear it the same time you guys do.
La, 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 la. La, la. La, la.
Is this us?
Yeah.
La, get it.
La,
hit it. Hit it. Whoa. Whoa.
I want a pit open up right now.
That's that sounded like Cannibal Corpse.
When this kicks in, I want this wall of death to do it.
Never gonna get up.
Not yet.
Hold on.
Not yet.
I want to try something. Hold on a second.
Hold.
I'm going to see if I can mix something.
You should.
When this guitar kicks in, let me see what you got, Syracuse.
Here. Let me see if I can do this. I'm going to play. I'm just going to see. I'm going to see if I can make a live metalcore song right on the air.
I think you're going to be able to.
La, 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 la.
All right, that's what I want. So I want, hold on, let me find a good djent.
I'm trying to think of what would be a good, jam for that.
I can find one. Hold on a second. Here we go. This is what I want to do. Let me jump up here a little bit.
Yeah.
I like it.
If you were wondering when we were announcing K-Rock, and
there it is, baby.
This lady.
Yay.
That's what I'm saying.
La, la.
It's that drop lady. Her in there.
La, yep. La. La, la, la.
When this little goat hits, I want this pit to open up! Yeah!
Entrance perfect! Dude, she kills it! She's the greatest death metal singer of all time!
Yep.
Twitch.tv/KRockCN1. We'll come back. We'll get into I got a lot of stuff I got to get to. As Cody is jealous that I went to the casino over the weekend. Oh. Well, on Friday I did. First time in a casino since over a year. I haven't been in over a year.
That's impressive, man.
315-364-109-KROQ. I'm going to show you that in a second, Cody. Don't get nosy.
I can't really see it.
315-364-109-KROQ. Text line powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. Check in with us out there. Love to hear from all of you. Who's up on a Monday listening?
Man, so, it's a bad idea going through looking for food.
I know. We are on the quest for the biggest chicken parm this week. We'll tell you all about that coming up.
It's a terrible idea.
But I'm trying to...
Yeah, what do you got over there?
I'm telling Cody that, advertising works on Cody a lot. Like, if he sees a Pizza Hut commercial, he needs Pizza Hut immediately.
Yeah, they show enough of an advertisement, and it's something that I kind of am interested in. It'll work if I see it enough.
Something happened over the weekend where an advertisement worked on me I can't stop thinking about it, and I need to get it.
Okay. I'm in.
Twitch, I'm going to show you this product. Radio fam, I'll tell you about it. Apparently, it's over at Sonic. It might not even be new, but this is the first I've heard of it, and it's literally everything I love in a treat. It's called the Oreo Big Scoop Cookie Dough Blast.
Oh, okay.
Is it new?
Yeah, I've seen that commercial.
It's what appears to be like soft serve.
What's that, Sunday?
And, dude, that's what I'm saying. It's my two favorite ice creams.
Oh, yeah, you are a Let's Go Buffalo. Whatever the hell.
It's Let's Go Buffalo.
Well, that is, wow, yeah.
Oreo Big Scoop Cookie Dough Sonic Blast.
I've seen the commercial, and I know that this is what it is because it's weird because they have a lady and it's saying, eat me, over and over again.
Oh, yeah, she is saying that.
So it worked.
All I know is it looks like it's a flurry, if I can just explain it.
Yeah.
Like a flurry with cookie dough and Oreo cookies in it. But then a giant ball of cookie dough on top.
Which is, if you've seen the commercial, obviously, that's why you're looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
They like scoop that from like a giant vat of, so they just have like a thing of that cookie dough mixed with cookies and cream. Like,
just waiting to be eaten. And now I've got to get it.
Okay. I heard they have a big chicken parm.
Do they really got a big? They got decent chicken parm over there?
I don't know. We don't have to find out.
They got decent chicken parm over there?
No, that looks. Whereas I like the Blizzard or whatever they call it, a Sonic Blast.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd want the Sundae, unless it would have less of the things.
I have not been to a Sonic. I've been to a Sonic once in my life, zero times,
and
it's literally a mile from your house, right?
Yeah. It's a little further. It's on the other side of Route 11. Like, I have that first section,
I
cut through North Syracuse, and then it's right there. But it's literally
past Sweetheart Markets and stuff, right?
I can get there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Easily 10, if
or
10
on
minutes.
The way home.
Yes.
On the way home.
But I've never, ever been there.
So I can't stop thinking about that thing. I've got to get it.
Put it back up there again for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's on that bottom of the sundae?
It looks like just like a chocolate layer, right?
Rizzled
hot fudge. The Sunday has hot fudge.
With the cookie dough and stuff on the bottom of
Yeah, man.
Oh, my genitals.
So that's the commercial that's worked on me because it ran at some point over the weekend, and I can't stop thinking about that damn Sunday.
I'm in. I like those. That bacon jam one, that burger looks good that they have a commercial for.
Yeah?
I like bacon jam.
Felt like I was cheating on Cody on Friday because I went to the casino without him.
Son of
I invited you. You just didn't have to go.
That's true.
You could have came.
Could have.
We can definitely go back out there.
Yeah, but we might have to.
So on Friday, I had to, if you're not familiar, I have a whiskey brand. And I had to go out to Waterloo Container to pick up bottles because y'all drinking a lot of booze.
Well,
we got a bottle some more booze.
Sometimes we just has drinks of it. A whiskey.
So instead of having Waterloo Container ship them, to Lock One. It's just way cheaper for me to go out there in the whiskey wagon and pick them up. So I go out there.
It's up the outlet mall.
I go pick up a bunch of socks and underpants.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, I need some other socks out there.
Thank you, Tisha, for that new sub. Appreciate that in Twitch.
Get an Ashley Lynn wine slushy thing, whatever their latest creation is right now. Get that.
So I go out there, and now I got time, Cody.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, but right there by the thruway, a little place called Del Lago.
I think I've seen it like once.
Have you heard of it? As we'll talk to Jason Klug in about an hour.
But I've never been there.
I've only been there once to see Our Lady Peace. Yeah.
Never been there. I don't know why. I feel like I always assume it's, well, that's too far.
No, you know it's not at all.
It's closer than Turning Stone from my house.
It might be, yeah. From my house, it definitely is.
Yeah, because Turning Stone, for me, it's still like, you know, a little bit of a drive down.
I'm more west than
31.
You, so it's definitely closer.
Yeah, way closer for you.
So I do a little thing, right? I've picked up my bottles. I've done my chore. My next chore is picking up the kids from school. I open up my phone, type in the school, see what time I would need to leave Del Lago to get to the kids in time.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Leaves your boy with about an hour.
And you're like, well,
if I've got an hour, I'm fully vaxxed. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
They got to get great protocol in there.
Yeah. The casinos have it down.
They got it down?
Yeah.
I go up. They take my ID, scan my forehead, give me a little pat on the ass, and I'm right inside.
They go, thank you. Smack.
So when I get there, my goal is to find the Ghostbusters machine. You guys know. We've talked ad nauseum about the Ghostbusters machine.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cody and I wanted to know if it was there. Some people had sent us photos. Del Lago has, their setup is great because it's all just one big open area.
Okay.
Like, you know how at Turning Stone, you got to go in and out of things, and you're like up and out of different rooms?
Yeah.
There's just one giant room.
I like that. So like Point Place, kind of.
Yeah. So I go in, and I'm making my rounds, because I'm like, I got to find the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Sent Cody a photo that I was inside of a casino for the first time in over a year.
All right, what do they got? Was that a buffet? Like a little restaurant right there?
No, they have... I don't know. Maybe they have a buffet at some point, but they didn't. They had Smash Burger, which I tried.
Okay.
It was all right.
Okay.
It was all right.
All right.
Smash Burger, then a couple other things. But I was really hungry, so I grabbed a burger.
So now you got your belly full of burger, and you're looking for Ghostbusters machine.
And I'm doing my laps, right? Yep. And I'm not finding it.
Oh, you're getting that panic?
Why can't I find it, right? Why can't I find it?
Yeah.
So... I find like another, it's kind of like a Power Wheel or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a $50 bill on me and I go, I'll play 20 bucks of this 50 and then I'll leave.
Okay.
And if you think I'm building up to a big win, I did not have a big win. I know it sounds like I'm building up to a big win. Yeah. I did not.
No.
So I had a $50 bill. I was like getting the itch because I'm like, I'm here. I'm spending all this time looking for a machine. I want to play some things.
Yeah.
So I sit down at this whatever Power Wheel thing. And I play that for a little bit, and I go up, and I go down, but I basically break even.
Okay,
on this
I like that. I like that.
So I take it out. I got my little check. Walking around, I still can't find Ghostbusters. And I find another machine that I'm like, all right, I'm here. I'll play this one. Play that one. Went up, went down, broke even again.
All right.
Now I got my paper. Now it's going to be time. I got to go.
You're like, damn it.
I'm like, damn it. I didn't find Ghostbusters. As I'm headed towards the door... There it is.
You're like,
right
kids,
there.
You're going to have to wait.
A beacon of light. And I go, all right, I got about 15 minutes.
Was it just by itself somewhere?
By itself, a single solitary Ghostbuster machine.
Just one by its lonesome.
And I sat down at it. My little paper thing still had my original whatever 50 on it.
Nice.
Put it in there. And I start playing it. I hear music again in my ear.
Yeah.
I think that it's definitely probably telling our listeners on the radio world that we're playing music right now, right? Can you hear the music in our headsets?
I don't know. Don't say anything. Let me check. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, radio world, can somebody just tell me what what it says we're playing right now on the radio? I'd appreciate that.
Hold on, I can tell you. I just heard it. Hold on.
I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
Sit down. I play the Ghostbusters.
New Pop Evil, perhaps?
I get up to almost 90 bucks, Cody Mack.
Damn!
Because it was...
Get out of
there. It gave me the ghost, the Slimer bonus.
Oh, are you found? You found. Great job.
Yeah!
And the car comes out.
Yeah! And all the sounds, and it gave me all the tingles, and I felt so much. I loved it. Got up to about 80 or 90 bucks, got back down to my original 50, cashed out, went home.
Yeah.
No, but it felt so good.
It's so fun. It's such a weird concept.
And I texted Cody that I was there, and he was like, probably scratched that itch for a little bit. And I'm like, nah, but it would have been better with you because you would have had more fun out there. And, dude, I didn't get to play it.
Yeah.
Because all the blue hairs were all over them.
Yeah.
Not only do they have the What is the one you like? The Power Wheel, right? Where like it stacks?
Yeah, yeah. Spin the Power Wheel.
Yeah, whatever that is, man, dude.
That's a good machine. That's like my go-to.
They have it, but on a huge screen.
What?
It's got to be like a 6-foot-tall screen.
I want to do that.
And then I played a version of that.
Yeah.
With the devil on it.
Oh, okay. Because I've only seen
that
like an
Asian
version.
That was my second machine.
Yeah.
It was like...
I don't even know what that is.
The devilish one. And like, you would get up there, right?
Yeah.
And the wheel would spin.
Yeah.
And if it landed on a small number, this cute little devil would come out and move it.
And
so
like,
you'd have more money.
Huh, all right.
It was awesome.
I'm in now.
So we'll tell Jason Klug. He's going to talk to us in about an hour. And then Boss Lady went out to the spa the next day. She was going anyways. I guess the spa's new. It's a lot of stuff.
Damn.
It's a lot of stuff.
We're allowed to just sit and eat chicken wings while playing the Ghostbusters machine whenever sounds a weekend.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
I heard they have a big chicken bar.
Do they got a big chicken bar on there?
I think so.
I'm telling you, man. You gotta come out there with me next time.
I like that one.
Next time I'm on a bottle run, you're coming along because that
going.
Place.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. I don't like security camera footage because it's creepy to me. And I'm trying to find another clip that I'll show Twitch just exclusively because there's no sound to it and it's really weird. But this is a woman in Florida who got, like I do, with my spider that's still climbing over my security cameras every night.
Is it still?
That's a whole nother.
Really?
Yeah, last night I got 3 alarms. I feel guilty.
Like that he's like, hey.
I can't move him.
I said, hey. Yeah, you can. Just go grab him with your hand.
Although last night he stopped at midnight. Like he's making quite the look at that web making.
Well, sorry, bro. Put a glove on, grab him, and then go throw him in the woods.
He lives there now. What am I gonna do?
He lives there now.
What am I gonna do, you know?
what am I supposed to do?
Big Dog, thank you for those bits. Appreciate that in Twitch. So this is a woman who also got an alert. I encourage you, if you can, jump into our Twitch chat, because I'm going to show you the video.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Some pig.
That's so funny.
This is a woman who's like, what was on my security camera last night?
Yeah.
She goes and watches it.
Uh-huh.
It literally looks like a tiny dinosaur ran through her yard.
What?
Okay?
Huh?
Twitch, you're going to see it. I'll read you the story for the radio fam. It literally looks like a small, I don't know, velociraptor or something runs through her yard. It's in black and white. She went back to check her security camera footage.
Ah, that is pretty funny.
And it just looks like a two-legged dinosaur of some kind running through her yard.
Yeah, that's like a fox.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, with the big tail?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fox. But it looks like, because of the way the camera pixelates it, that it's like running on its leg.
Now, this is Christina Ryan. She shared the home security footage.
Yeah.
With Fox 35, any animal we can come up with that would be walking at 3:40 in the morning wouldn't walk this way. She says, maybe I've watched Jurassic Park too many times, but I see a small raptor or another small dinosaur.
Yeah. No.
I think you're right. I think it's a dog of some kind.
Yeah, it looks like the way it's walking, it looks like it's a fox-type animal.
Yeah.
Like a fluffy coyote.
I mean, that'd be great if out of all the things in the world, Florida just still has dinosaurs. I mean, they do with those crocs.
That's what I was going to say. Somehow, one of those had sex with another lizard, and now there's just kind of a weird one walking around like that. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We got dinosaurs now, too.
Hold on. Wait. Did you have sex with another thing, and now you've made, like, a super dinosaur? Yes.
Florida.
You can't do that. Yeah, you can't be bringing these back.
We brought dinosaurs back.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
That's our bad.
Whenever we show footage, you can see it in there. K-Rock text line powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel right there in Frankfurt. We love those guys. Dedicated parking for trucks. Clean facilities. Overnight accommodations, high-speed pumps, and all your local favorites right there. Utica Coffee, Hotterburg Bread. Adirondack Food and Fuel. So, anybody watch the Jake Paul-Ben Askren fight?
I saw what happened. I didn't see it, like the whole fight. I just saw what happened.
So, let's talk about what happened. If you don't know, Jake Paul,
yeah,
obnoxious YouTuber, challenges Ben Askren to a fight. Now, Jake trains as a boxer, right?
I don't know. I yeah.
And what is Ben Askren?
I think he was an MMA guy. I think he was the... I may be wrong, but I think he was a guy that talked a lot of ish to the only MMA fighter I really like. And the guy sprinted at him the second the bell rang and kneed him unconscious within like a second. I think that's Ben's claim to fame.
Okay.
Is that he talked a bunch of trash to a guy he shouldn't have and he got knocked out real fast. I think. I may be wrong.
So.
But either way, he's a half-ass MMA guy. I do know that.
So he's not even a real boxer.
No, no, he's not a boxer at all.
So Jake Paul didn't really even fight a boxer.
Nope.
He fought a half-ass MMA guy.
Yes.
Well, regardless, they sold pay-per-views to this. It must have been through, like...
Fit? Is that called something? Fit TV?
It was F-I-T-E. Coming up on my PlayStation to buy it.
I'm pretty sure it's Fit TV, I think that's what it is, because that's where a lot of that stuff is.
The fight itself is a side conversation because they had some great music there that night. I watched the Black Keys play and stuff.
Yeah, it's a... I just started reading articles about it to where, like, I saw a couple trailers. It's like a different approach at, like, not, you know, pro wrestling, but, like, sports entertainment mm-hmm. as opposed to MMA, boxing, or wrestling because, you know, it was sports entertainment.
It was smart to do that.
Yeah.
It was really smart. Now, I can't play any clips because it's literally, it's very, very quick, but it's B, it's Snoop Dogg yelling, give me my mother effing money, Jake, over and over and over again.
Yeah, and, you know.
So.
Jake's a piece of garbage, so.
Jake Paul.
Piece of trash.
Love him or hate him?
Hate him.
I hate him, too.
Everyone should hate him.
But you gotta say, he takes on the douchebag role to his benefit.
It's because it's not character for
him.
He is
a douchebag, yeah.
Yeah, he's a real piece of actual garbage.
So if you didn't watch it, bunch of bands, bunch of music leads up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Fight starts.
Were there other fights?
I don't know if there was another more on the card besides them. I really didn't care besides the music and then this fight.
That's all right. So was it late? Like a late thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, allegedly... I can't even tell you going into this, but I know Ben Askren had said on the record,
yeah,
this is going to make me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is suspicious.
I saw that.
It's weird to say, hey, this is going to make me, this will be my biggest payday ever, and then go ahead, do what you did.
Yeah.
They go in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a first round KO, right? Within 2 minutes, I think?
I don't know how long, but it was in the first round, yes. Yeah.
LJ said it in Twitch. It really was just a slap fight. I don't take away from the fact that Jake Paul probably does train a lot as a boxer.
Yes, he does. That's fine. I'm sure he hits hard. That's you know, when you do a bunch of whatever he's doing, you can hit hard. That's not impressive. You know what I mean?
So Jake Paul's taking on Ben Askren.
Yeah.
It goes about 2 minutes, and... I don't know enough about boxing to know what happened. All I know is that Jake Paul knocked him down.
He lands two shots.
Ben Askren drops to the mat.
Uh-huh.
He does get back up, but it looks like the official waves it off. He says, no, he's too...
Yep, the ref says no.
So is that a thing in boxing when, like, if you're too dizzy, the ref goes, all right, you're out of here.
Even if it's done? Even if you stand up while the ref's counting to 10, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
You can be on your feet at 1. You can get knocked out. Jump right up at 1 and be standing there, and the ref can keep counting you because, you know, they does a thing where he holds your gloves up, pushes them down, mm-hmm. looks in your eyes. You can tell, you know, if a guy's not all there.
So then everyone's like, wow, that seemed to end really fast.
Uh-huh.
He kind of went down in the first round and gets it waved off, and then all the videos and footage starts coming out of him leaving the fight, smiling.
Yep.
Talking with his family,
mm-hmm.
because it's pretty apparent that we all got taken.
Yep.
For about $65 million in pay-per-view.
Yep. And a lot of wrestlers who are very savvy
mm-hmm.
to what goes on in a ring like that called him out immediately.
What'd they say?
Chris Jericho immediately was like, wow, way to scam everybody, guys. It was as fake as can be. Just everybody, all the wrestlers just around the world are like, you can't do that in front of a bunch of people that do that for a living. We know that you took a dive, Ben. Like, that's how you take a dive. You do what you did. Like he took a shot.
So it's not even off. It's not even out of the realm of possibility. No. Wrestlers are calling him out for taking it.
When wrestlers who do that stuff, that you know, when it's you know, actual scripted things, wrestlers actually take dives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what wrestling is. I hit you. Just not as hard as I can. You go down, and then you don't get up because it's in the story.
Hits the mat. It gets waved off.
Well,
first round KO, allegedly.
Well, now they're saying, I'm seeing things like, because everybody was so up in arms when he did it to Nate Robinson, and then they let him get back up and do it, and then he hit him even harder and, like, all the funny memes and Nate Robinson, unconscious on the mat. So this time they're like, now they stopped it, and everybody's mad. Like, you have to just admit, he's good. He might be, I don't know, but that wasn't it.
Well, we haven't, and I don't know anything about boxing, but he hasn't fought a boxer yet.
No, he fought Nate Robinson.
An NBA guy.
This guy, yeah, Nate Robinson.
Askren, who was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Who then got in the MMA.
Nate Robinson's my size, by the way.
I don't know who the third guy is he fought.
I don't know, he fought somebody else.
He's 3-0 right now, so I don't know how he's 3-0.
Some random other person? I don't know. Yeah, they're going to have to do something else to...
And that was weird, too. Ben Askren had, like, a fat fold. Like, I have that fat fold.
Yeah,
I'm not an athlete.
It was almost like he had stopped doing all his things or something because he wasn't going to do anything anymore. And then they're like, here, want $1 million to get knocked out by Jake Paul?
Like, going into this, interviews with Ben Askren, he was saying, like, if I make $300,000, it'll be my biggest payday. I bet he made a lot more than that.
Yeah, I would imagine he made a good amount.
Because if it allegedly made $65 million, even if Logan Paul takes 64 of that, Jake Paul, you're taking $1 million home.
What was Ben Askren's? Let's see.
Because Jake Paul kept tweeting that it sold $1.5 million. People are calling BS on that.
$500,000.
That was his guarantee?
That's what he got. $500,000.
To take a dive? You can punch me in the face and I'll fall on the mat for $500,000.
Dude.
Let's do it right now.
Yup. Ugh, though. He is a big dude. I'll give him that. He's big enough to almost, enforce his will on people, if you would.
And almost. I'll tell you, yeah, right. Ben Askren, I'll tell you, he got hit. Like legitimately, it was hit.
Yeah.
But if the WWE guys who do this for a living are saying... You sold it.
And you can see, if you've seen it, if you've seen the punch,
mm-hmm.
they're good punches, but anybody that's watched boxing can tell that wasn't a knockout hit. I mean, unless for some reason it was a rare instance of something happening.
One in a million punch where it...
Yeah, it was a good punch.
Now he wants to fight Tommy Fury.
I would love...
Fight a real boxer.
I would love... I don't think he... Is he as big as my boy Tommy? I don't think he's as big as Tom Fury is, like a big dude, man.
That's Tommy Fury from Tyson Fury, that Matt? Oh. Did they fight?
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm thinking of a different name then. Let me see here.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know. Let's see. Let me look him up. I think that guy's big, right?
Jake Paul needs to fight an actual boxer.
Oh, no. He's a lightweight. I'm thinking of a different guy. This guy. It's his brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or cousin or whatever, but I thought he was of the same size. No, he's not 6'9". He's 6 foot, but still, good. Go do it. Your ass knocked out.
I don't think Mike, I mean, listen.
Oh, I was thinking of Shane.
At this point, someone needs to kick his ass.
Yeah.
He's going around like he's this accomplished boxer when he hasn't fought any boxers.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, my God, though. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Go fight Tyson.
He needs to be humbled.
I would pay. I'd pay for that.
If Tyson fought, I might pay just to watch him fight anybody who is actually trained to fight.
Yeah. Well, because that Askren, he was a Bellator champ at one time, but now he's just fallen off. And then that was, just him to get some money because no one's going to, what else is he going to do?
Right. Well, I don't think it made $65 million. I think that's.
No, not if he got, because the Paul guy only got almost 700, so he didn't get that much more.
So where to go?
Yeah, who knows?
We are cleaning out our closet. So what we do? What? Isn't that that's an Eminem song, right?
Yeah.
Cleaning out our closet.
I just like the who sings it though.
Me.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just leave it like that.
Been cleaning out our closet. No, we are really doing a prize closet clean out. Boss lady had to make some room. So she found a whole bunch of stuff that we got to give away, and there's some cool stuff in there.
What? I want it all for my own personal self.
Not for you.
All of it.
All you got to do is listen this week to Griffin and Big Smoothie for your chance to access the pile of goodies.
I got a Syracuse shirt out of that, though.
Did you? Nice. Yeah. We've got autographed drum heads from Papa Roach, autographed drum heads from Ashes to New.
Oh.
Autographed photo from Hailstorm, autographed vinyl from Hell Yeah.
Damn.
Tons of band merch, hoodies, t-shirts. Offspring has a hot sauce line, which I think you can only win. You can't buy it. We've got a bunch of those.
Really?
And a ton of CDs.
Cool, man.
Brought to you by McLean Northeast. They are hiring. Here's
what are we doing? Are we making them do stuff for that?
I mean, like, let me tell you about this.
We'll make them do stuff.
McLean Northeast is hiring full-time schedulers and part-time and full-time schedules, trailer loaders and product selectors, regional CDLA driver positions available as well. No appointment necessary.
You said a load.
Interviews are being held tomorrow, Tuesday, from 2 to 4 p.m.
Oh, that's a good time, too.
McLeanCO.com to fill out an application ahead of time or give them a call. So, in there, there's a lot of good stuff. One thing that I don't think anybody would want is this CD that was in the prize closet, but nobody wanted to, like, leave it as a giveaway. It's from Keith Bryan.
Yes.
Ew. It was released in 2004. The CD is called, you can see this, Twitch.
Is he Conjuring? I heard the name sounds familiar.
Called Riding with the Legend.
All right.
Now, this is an album I guess he released.
Oh, my God.
All for Dale Earnhardt.
Look at that car.
I want to listen to this.
Jish and Twitch said he is my hero.
Is he really?
Yeah. Well, come on down. This is your CD.
This is yours then, because I'm going to play it.
There you go, bro.
He has songs such as The Chevys and Fords, Tradition Sure Run Deep, The Ballad of the Old School Bus.
Come on. Where is it?
Riding with the Legend.
No, come on.
Blood, Sweat, and Gears.
Nah, it's the easiest name.
Me and Dad. Out There on the Infield. Driver's Prayer.
And?
Sons of Thunder. The Checkered Flag is Gold.
Clearly he didn't get permission from Dale Earnhardt's people to use this. How is there not a song called The Intimidator on there?
Oh, there definitely isn't. He just calls him the Legend.
That's Dale Earnhardt, right? With his mustache. That's the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think my grandpa liked him, too. I think all of our grandpas liked Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, hell yeah. This Keith Bryan, I guess, because I looked into him once I saw this CD, because this was taken out of the prize closet as we're getting ready to do that prize closet clean out.
Mm-hmm.
And Boss Lady's like, nobody's going to want this.
No.
So she put it at the front desk with the word free on it. Go ahead, take that home. Nobody took it, so I took it.
That's funny.
Keith Bryan riding with the Legend. Hold on a second.
That's how I got one of those SU shirts. Because all that stuff was out there. And Mary said, Cody, do you want anything out of here? And I went, I don't have an SU shirt to wear. And you guys are all doing SU stuff. All my stuff says, like, beat Duke. So I got another one that's, it says something about Jim Boeheim's 1,000 wins. I don't
know. Oh, nice. Congratulations.
It's like everyone else wears orange. I'm like, I don't know where orange and everyone's wearing orange. And then they take a picture and they put it on social media. And
Jish, you can 100% have this CD if you want it. I've never heard of this guy.
You guys like this, huh? Everyone apparently loves this CD. We're the only ones that have never heard of it.
There's a view that won't go away. It's gotten stronger through the years. It used to be fought with guns and words, but now it's fought with gears. The Hatfields and McCoys can't settle their spat. It's a modern day rival fought out on the track.
Listen, I'm a fan now.
This is awful.
You see what he's saying? He's saying that they don't need to use guns and bullets anymore because they fight it out on the track.
My God, on the track. We go. Hey! Take it out on the dirt!
You want to hear Traditions Sure Run Deep?
No, but yeah. Oh, man. Right, Lady Meow? How'd this not win a Grammy?
Riding with the Legend, the number four on here that I'll get to is about Dale Earnhardt. I guess that made it to number 47 on the country Billboard charts.
Of course.
You've got a family tradition here.
I know a lot of people are going to disagree, but I'm going to go back in future or back into the past someday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to find whoever went, hey, look at what I find out this guitar can do? And then I play that twang on it, and I'm just going to punch him in the face as hard as I possibly can.
When his son Richard pulled along the side, how could he have ever known that young man would hold the throne?
What is this?
These traditions are
country music sucks. All your music sounds like this, country fans. Every single song.
Like, I like NASCAR. I like the Legend of Ricky Bobby, whatever that movie is I watched.
Yeah.
I don't understand it as much as you guys do. I'm not poo-pooing on NASCAR. I'm pooping on a guy that will sing about NASCAR.
I'll poo-poo on NASCAR. I don't mind. It's awful. Your parties look like a lot of fun, but it's because you got to be extremely blackout drunk to sit and watch that for 9 hours.
This song is called The Ballad of the Old School Bus.
Oh, of course.
If you're just tuning in, this is Keith Bryant.
Be a song about all the race in a car. I'm going fast and never before.
We found this in the prize closet. No one's going to want this, so I'm just playing it.
So I went down to Jake's RV town, found a dream home on wheels. Out come a fella all dressed in plaid, said, I'll give you a heck of a deal. Well, he had me convinced it was the one I had to buy.
He wants to thank five-time Bush Grand National Champion Iron Man Jack Ingram for all his help and assistance.
He said he'd sell to me. She wasn't much to look at, but to me she was a gem. Perfect for the wife and kids and going to Watkins Glen.
Ooh, Watkins Glen, he renamed Brad Watkins Glen, that's near us.
I live near there in somewhat capacity.
Portable TV.
All right, now, do you want to hear his big smash hit?
And he makes a left-hand turn.
This is his big smash hit, Riding with the Legend, Keith Bryant.
Here we go. Here we go.
This video was on CMT, apparently.
Woo!
I was on my way to Daytona.
Oh,
yeah. I had my race gear in my pack.
Hell yeah.
When a stranger pulled up beside me.
What'd he say?
In a stock car painted black. He was dressed like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah!
Mustache with mirrored eyes.
Oh.
It's a long walk to Florida. Would you like a ride?
No! The Intimidator picks him up!
Wait.
So I crawled him.
So in this story, Dale Earnhardt is just driving
a black stock car. Yeah.
Just on.
With his mirror
so
glasses.
So he's the hitchhiker. Dale Earnhardt is... Yeah.
Well, the legend.
The legend.
We're not sure who.
We can't say Dale Earnhardt due to legal...
Not get him. I did not pick you up, son.
Like, just kiss him. If you want to kiss him, just kiss him.
Right? I'd like to say I'm gay for you, if that's okay. I'll kiss you for a second or two.
Like, is there going to be a part of the song where he goes down on Dale Earnhardt in the car?
Yeah. Hey, son.
Gave
gas,
the legend.
Grass, or ass.
Gave the legend some hair.
Across the roll cage. As he
put my mouth on his wiener. He had a little road rage.
Won seven Winston Cups.
Whoa!
And then I put my fingers and I shiggled them on his nuts.
When the legend said it ain't gonna suck itself, I said, all right, I hear ya.
As he rode into the night, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, boy, can you make fans stand and scream your name? Can you hit them in the rear and grab another gear and still roll into victory lane? He said, boy, do you know how it feels to run three wide? If you're Daytona bound, let me warn you, you're in for a ride.
I don't know what's happening.
Mustache ride.
And I'll tell you right now, we are not sullying the name of the Intimidator. No, no, no. In this story, the Intimidator is
cool. We don't know who it is. Yeah, we don't know who it is.
Oh, yeah, we don't even know who it is.
Yeah, we're not really
But
sure.
If it were to be Dale Earnhardt,
yeah,
he would definitely be getting a little road dome on the way down to Daytona.
Uh-oh, some people are saying he's ripping off from people.
Is he really?
Yeah, this is the ride from David Allen Coe.
No.
Oh, he's ripping.
Oh, he said it! He's the Intimidator!
Scream your name.
All right, let me hear the ride. Let me hear the ride by David Allen Coe, and then I'll stop playing country music.
Yeah, it's instantly the same song.
Keith Bryant, you are being sued.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back.
You was thumbing from Florida.
When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
Yo.
He was dressed like 1950.
And then he tells what he's dressed like.
Long and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Oh! Nah, you...
Dude!
Keith Bryant, how dare you?
Oh, no.
I sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio.
I like this song
and
way better.
Old songs coming out
guy's
of
voice is better.
David Allan Coe's a legend. Gold.
Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light.
Wow.
And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, I drift a canyon.
And really, this is all both of them.
Who
both
is it?
Of them ripped off Pee-wee's Big Adventure and the scene with Large Marge. So
very
really,
true. That is very true.
No one's innocent in this.
Yep. Long way from wherever the hell she said it in the show. That's pretty funny.
Well, there you go. If what? You want this, I'll put it back in the prize closet.
Who are they talking about in that one, guys? What riding guy? Who rides a Cadillac back in? Is that Richard Petty?
No, I think the David Allan Coe is probably about a musician.
Oh.
Yeah, the NASCAR version's a parody.
Oh, he's saying that's a parody?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Mm.
Is that how he got away with it?
Mm.
You have to, man.
You could say it's a parody.
He not only rips it off, but he like goes, all right, let's see
oh,
what
Hank Williams, he's talking about Hank.
Oh. When you play and sing. Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? You said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside?
Speaking of Hank, did you know that Hank...
Now it's time for a mustache, right?
Did you know? So there's Hank Williams, then there's Hank Williams Jr.,
okay.
And then we all know Hank the Third. I guess there's a Hank the Fourth now. Hank
oh, really?
Williams... Hank the Third's son is doing music now.
Oh, who's the Monday Night Football fella?
That's Junior.
That's Junior, and he's singing about Senior in this?
This is Hank Williams Senior.
Okay.
Monday Night Football's Hank Williams Junior.
Third is a guy I don't know.
Hank the Third is more like, he's like our fans would know him better because he's like all tattooed and like
okay.
grungy and like
oh, all right.
kind of like punk rock country.
Ah, all right.
And then I think the fourth I haven't heard, but I know he's making music.
He's like, I got to make some money too.
He's like, hey. We're all cashing in on this Hank name.
We're all cashing in on this, right?
This is why I'm not quite ready to go full autopilot yet.
Okay, yeah.
On these cars. Good morning, it's K-Rock. This is the Tesla crash that happened down in Texas, I guess. It's authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. Right. They had to use 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put
what?
Out the fire.
How much?
30,000 gallons.
Is that a lot, Chief Chuck?
Because Tesla's battery kept reigniting the fire.
What? I don't know. How does... Is it like what we saw when the car exploded? Remember people are saying that's the battery or something? Is it because it has a different...
Well, the whole undercarriage of that of these cars is battery.
Oh, really?
It's all battery.
Oh, damn, man. That's terrifying.
It was burning for so long that the authorities even tried calling Tesla to ask how to put it out. Like, it burned for 4 hours. Nobody answers.
Do you just leave it? Like, you obviously, you have to stay there, but do you just, like,
I would imagine, like, For public safety, you want to put it out. It's
a car
fire.
But if you're there...
Who knows what weird chemicals are being released from those batteries?
So weird.
Preliminary reports suggest the car was traveling at a high rate of speed, failed to make a turn, and then drove off the road into a tree.
Whoa.
Of the two people in the car, one of the men was in the passenger seat. The other was in the back seat.
So who hopped over like a dumbass?
What do you mean? Like, got it going real fast and then jumped out of there?
They didn't. Somebody clearly was supposed to be the driver. Someone's going to come back register that, and it sucks that they're deceased, but somebody was an idiot in this. And
well, it doesn't make sense that it would be going at a high rate of speed. Like, wouldn't the Tesla know? Hey, this is too fast?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I have no idea. Somebody wasn't making the best choices that day, and now they had to pay for it.
Tesla did not respond to a request for comment, but
they don't have to.
They dissolved their media relations. Like, they don't give an F.
Well, they don't have to.
Yeah, what about it? So what? Don't be stupid. It's the same thing as if you put a brick on your car and jump over into the passenger side. Mm-hmm. It's going to crash. It's not meant for that.
I would like to know what comes out of this. Yeah. It's just terrifying to know that the more... Like, I'm all for electric vehicles. That's fine. I'm not really into the autopilot stuff yet.
No.
Like, I like all these EVs that are coming out. But I don't think I'm going to trust a computer to drive my big... fleshy bag of bones and blood all over the place. Right. Like it doesn't know pain. It's a robot.
Right?
Yeah. I'd rather drive that.
Oh, it's just weird. I don't know what they did. Did someone were they just whipping and then they jumped over, or did like when they crashed, were they not wearing a seatbelt and they flew over to the passenger side? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, damn man.
Text line saying, yeah, you can't put battery fires out.
That's too bad.
Tesla has previously provided guidance for first responders who encounter fires involving its batteries because reignition of the battery can be a problem, and it was in this case.
Wow. No, I don't think anybody was ejected. I'm just saying, I think maybe if someone was driving and maybe didn't have a seatbelt on.
No, authorities say they're 100% sure that nobody was driving. They're 100% sure nobody was in the driver's seat.
Hmm. I don't know then. Then you know what I mean? Not to jump to conclusions, but then that doesn't look like somebody was making good choices inside that car. One of the two of the gentlemen.
Yeah.
Somebody had to be stupid.
It could easily be we find out in the next day or two somebody uploaded a video on TikTok of them driving their Tesla very fast and they jump in the passenger seat and then this is the outcome.
Because what is, you know what I mean? I don't really see how it would be turned around at all. You're being insensitive. They blank. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't think of insert here what they did, or you know what I mean, that wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Somehow this seems like it was somebody's fault.
And Textline, I'm not saying they aren't safe. Textline says Teslas are the safest cars on the road.
No, yeah, I'm just saying you have to
There have been 24 Tesla accidents in 10 years.
Yeah, you got to drive.
I'm not saying they're not safe. I'm just not comfortable with it yet. I think that Cody is probably right. Somebody did something to make this happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hate to, you know, drag the name of people who are deceased.
That's what it's
we
saying.
Don't know.
It sucks to, you know, someone's family member's dead, but.
But I do like human checks and balances, right? Like in that BMWs that we drive.
Yeah.
It'll keep you in the lane for like 10 seconds, and then you got to touch the wheel and let them know that you're still there.
And even then.
And when I didn't touch the wheel, it pulled me over and started to call the cops.
It starts to literally stop your car and like, no, no.
Yeah, right?
No, this isn't it. Nope, this isn't it. And it pulls you over. So. Something went on real quick or whatever where we may never know. And that's too bad.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY powered by San Miguel. San Miguel, the big Mother's Day brunch coming up. Get your seats now. Do not wait.
When is that?
Mother's Day's coming up in May.
It was not their fault. The car was hacked. I have a feeling. But why was he in the passenger side then? That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. If we can find out, that they did something to screw the computer.
Yeah, because it's saying that there was nobody in the driver's side. So what reason did he have to tell me to get into the passenger side? Were they hacked and he was looking for the book?
Or they were... No, he wasn't looking for the book.
I don't know.
They could have hacked it to, like, you know, to allow them to do whatever. I don't know.
They did it themselves?
It is a computer. You can always do things to a computer.
Right, I don't know. I don't know, man.
We'll find out.
It's just crazy.
Cody, I'm just going to say, this might sound like the most old man thing I've ever said.
Okay.
I'm going to treat myself to an orbital sander today, I think.
Is that like a hand job?
No. Well, in some countries, yes, but...
I don't know what that...
No, like a sander to help me sand down things at my house.
Why?
Because I did that thing with the wall where I filled in the thing, and now I got to sand down all that drywall, but I...
Nah, that... It seems like something you ask somebody here.
I'm asking myself for it.
No, that's expensive. And you're going to have a
$99
sander?
At Lowe's.
Yeah, that you...
Because I already got my DeWalt battery pack.
You're going to use it just like one time.
But I feel like I'm going to use it more than once. I could have used it in an orbital sander two times this year already.
And that's it?
And that's really the investment that keeps on giving.
So I was going to say, I bet someone here has one you could just borrow.
No, but I want my own.
Okay.
Get it I want then. My own.
Treat yourself. Get one of those multi-packs where they have lots of stuff in it.
I don't want to be the guy... Don't use an orbital on that. You'll ruin the wall. Well, too late. I've already decided I'm going to use an orbital sander on that.
And there you go. So.
You all can have your opinions. I'm orbital sanding.
I think you should do it by hand like a man, but whatever.
I try, and I'm so tired. So lazy.
Yeah, not a man. Men.
Orbital sanders way easier.
Men sand the walls with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Hey, we got a spot over there? Give me some sandpaper.
There's so many things I can sand. I need to sand a lot.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do at all.
I could have sanded the wall before.
The wall
I can
again?
Sand this wall again.
And now what after that?
Someone's going to need something sanded.
Nope. That's when you ask again. The person whoever has, hey, can I borrow that again? They go, yeah, sure, because nobody needs this.
Hey, can I sand? Like, how do I make a, how do I sandblast things?
What? Like a power washer?
Yeah, but like, can I just sandblast things?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. A sandblaster, I feel like, is like one of those things that like cuts diamonds or glass or whatever that you need in like your basement and you wear goggles and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I need those.
I don't feel like that's a thing.
Because I got these two, those Cracker Barrel rockers that I got to put out.
Yeah.
And they're like in white paint and it's starting to chip off. So I feel like I need to sandblast all that off and then repaint them, right?
I don't know how that works. I feel like you're going to have to do a lot.
Is there anywhere I can go and like just sand, like borrow a sandblaster? Can I rent a sandblaster? You can't just shoot sand in the air, can you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's what you're thinking of, or you're just thinking of like a power washer.
But
with
sand that comes out.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's a thing, because you'd have to do that like way somewhere out in the edge of your property, because you're going to have sand mounds, right?
Yeah, oh but it also like goes out into the air, right?
I don't know.
Into the world?
I don't know, man. I'm seeing these. I don't know what. I guess.
Yeah, I got to find my local sandblastinasium and go sandblast it.
Heat gun would be more effective for you, that people are saying.
For what? Peeling the paint off?
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know, man.
I'm just going to burn the chairs and get new ones.
You have to pay someone to sandblast and then have it power coated. Just not sandblast, just use a power washer. It might not come off with the power washer. You might have to do some stuff by hand if you really want that
paint
off.
Not looking to do that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
know. Not looking to do that.
Use your orbital sander for that.
No, because there's too many crevices. My unpurchased orbital will not fit in there.
And that's, you don't want an orbital one then. You got to get like a multi-pack with a,
that way you multiple can, Sanders?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders?
Joshua Sanders over here.
Coming up, we got Jason Klug from Del Lago on the line, twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Sandblaster.
Okay. I'm just thinking about, I got a lot of sanding to do is what I'm saying.
I don't think sandblaster is what we think it is, though.
Stop telling
reason.
Me to do it by hand. I've been doing that for 40 years. I'm done. I'm going to buy a machine.
Sandblasters are sweet. Rent one. But I don't know. But yeah, look, see, you're welcome to come by the shop and get and sandblast whatever you have, need done. That way someone else can help you do it. There you go.
Ooh.
That way you don't have the you know, the masks. I have a feeling it's going to make a mess. I don't know anything about sandblasters, but do they make a mess?
Oh, they're going to make a lot of mess, and I'm going to really ruin a lot of things.
Sandblasters will put holes. It will put holes in it. Sandblasting is for brick, rock, and concrete.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it.
Only, this is from like 7, 8. Oh, another one. Only use it on metal. About 9 to 10 people are telling
but
you,
I'm gonna do
please
it.
Don't use this on a chair.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but what have you done?
You can always see what's happening in the studio on twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Totally free to watch. You don't even got to sign up for anything if you don't want to chat with us. But, of course, we'd love it if you did. Subscribers get access to commercial-free viewing, all of our emotes, show bucks, all kinds of fun stuff in there. If you haven't tried it, come hang with us on Twitch. And if you're in Twitch, you're going to see the one and only Jason Klug as he joins us for All Access on Mondays here on the show on K-Rock. Jason joins us on behalf of Del Lago Resort Casino. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good because I went to Del Lago just a couple of days ago, sir.
Yeah, did you leave us some money?
No, I didn't leave with some money, but I didn't lose. I didn't give you guys any money. I broke completely even, and I walked away. I had about an hour of entertainment for total, just free. It was totally free. So here's what I did, Jason, and then we'll get into our segment here.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday, I had to make a trip out to Waterloo. I had to pick up some whiskey bottles out there in Waterloo. And I figured I'm not just going to get on the thruway and go home without just seeing what's going on at Del Lago. You were the first casino I have been in over a year. I have not been in a casino probably since January of 2020.
Wow.
And it was awesome.
How was the experience? Did you have fun?
I had a blast. Everything is spread out. There's a bunch of people walking around. Is it called like the Extra Cares program or what is it? The people that are cleaning everything off?
Yeah, the Extra Care program just makes sure that we're not only are we social distancing, but that we're cleaning in between usage of machines. Just making sure to give it that extra shine.
And what's really cool, Cody, is like there's some machines where it's like, you know, the couple are turned off so that you're spread out. Oh. But at like the popular games, like the roulette that we would play and like, you know, where I was were Ghostbusters, they have these plexiglass dividers between them.
Oh, that.
So you can sit side by side, but the dividers are right there.
That's clutch. That's why I didn't sit down at the one that we have at wherever I went, because it was all next to each other. Yeah. And I went,
DeLago's doing it right.
That's how you do that.
So I post a photo on my Instagram, at KRockJosh, that I did find the Ghostbusters machine. You guys do have it. It was so damn fun, because I have not played that machine in many, many, many months. So I post a photo that I was going to go, that I found the Ghostbusters machine, and that I, you know, had a good time there. And then boss lady, our boss here at KRock, Marissa, said, that's so funny you're at Del Lago. I'm going to the spa there tomorrow. And I didn't even know you guys had a spa.
Yeah, we've got the spa. That's a pretty popular attraction, especially with the artists that perform at the Vine.
Oh,
they all want to hit the spa. Like, hey, can we get some time at the spa? They got some kinks to work out, or maybe they have to get their feet worked on for a nice pedicure or something. You wouldn't believe it. They all want to hit the spa.
So how do people use that? They just go to the website and schedule an appointment and pick out the services they want?
Yeah, you can go to the website, grab a number. I think the best way, give a call and schedule your time. And just know that the Extra Care program extends to there as well.
Okay.
We're making sure that we're keeping people safe. Their masks are always required. I just got a massage the other day.
Ooh.
At the spa.
Ladies, calm yourselves down. Everyone's freaking out. Yes, Jason was rubbed down. Everybody relax. Calm yourselves down, showgirls.
Hot stone massage.
So here's the benefit of being an executive is when they do the soft opening, they need to practice. Just make sure that everything is, you know, that they're running business the way that they should. So
right.
They extend that to people that work there.
Nice, Jason. Living's nice. Oh, I did try the Smashburger. First time I've ever had Smashburger, too, because I wanted to grab some lunch while I was out there. That was good.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got good food.
I like Smashburger. I like their fries, too.
Yeah. So let's talk music. You mentioned the Vine there. Jason Klug on behalf of Del Lago joining us on twitch.tv/KRockCNY. And, of course, here on the radio. I've said it time and time again, the Vine, one of my favorite venues anywhere. It's just the sound is perfect. The size is perfect. Live Nation stock starting to go up as people are starting to either see concerts come back in some other states, maybe smaller events popping up here in New York. What do you know about sizes and how soon we are going to see some shows come back?
So we're starting to see shows come back to outdoor venues. And yeah, can you believe it? Just Live Nation stock isn't just going up. It is skyrocketing. Last year at this time, we'll say 420, April 20th, 2020. They were trading at $36, 36 and change, 36.47. This year, and over the past like month or two, it is just going crazy. It's like, I think, topping out like around $90. And I guess what that's saying is people are excited and they're hopeful that shows are going to come back in a big way. So patience is still needed. And as the vaccination rates go up, you know, and as we figure out how we're going to do everything. You know, we're starting to see a big uptick and a lot of excitement based on entertainment.
And when they do come back, we love the Vine because it's that perfect, I want to say mid-sized venue, because I guess, compared to a small club versus, you know, an amphitheater, it's kind of there in the middle. But there's not a bad seat. The sound is the best sound I've heard anywhere. And the vibe is great. So that's why we want to get back in there.
That's it. That's why we won 2019's Venue of the Year.
Wow.
By G2E.
It really is. It really, really is. All right.
You know, where do you, if you can see a show anywhere, where would you see a show?
I like smaller rooms. I don't like the big amphitheaters. I do like the Vine. I like that size. Here in Syracuse, we have the Landmark Theater. In Utica, there's the Stanley Theater. I'm more into that side, like a theater show. Hmm. I'm getting old, Jason. I like to sit down. I like to be able to have a seat at some point. I don't want to be standing the entire event. So if there's chairs, I'm excited about that. Why? What about you?
I have a penchant for theaters, obviously, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that I actually love club shows.
Yeah.
But I'm with you with amphitheaters. See, with amphitheaters, you have to park, maybe you have to walk a long distance, and for some reason beer prices always seem sky high when you're
right,
there.
Right.
And what I'd say is that about club shows and theaters is there's usually like a little biome, you know. There's like the Landmark Theater, you said there's a bunch of bars and there's a ton of business owners that are all working to make that experience happen together. So obviously at the Vine, we've got a number of restaurants as well, right throughout the whole casino. So you have that experience there, but clubs and theaters is where it's at for me.
Yeah. That's a big deciding factor for me now too, because it's like, if I'm going to leave the house, I got to get something to eat. I got to find a place to get a meal.
Yeah.
And then once I get to the show, I got to sit down because I'm probably feeling a little farty. I got a belly full of food. I want to just relax before the show, and then I can get into it and enjoy it. Jason, on behalf of Del Lago, I'm going to get out there and see you guys again real soon.
Yeah, I get this smash burger.
Like, do you want me to just, like, say, hey, I'm at Del Lago next time I'm out there? Or do you not, want to socialize with me in real life?
Take your time.
We should socialize in real life. we should grab some whiskey when we can.
Because I'm just saying, I know that I'm fun here on our radio segments together, but I'm really unfun in real life, and I just want I want to prepare you for that, Jason.
That's not true.
Well, I think everyone in the industry has that persona. Like, I'm the director of entertainment. I am the least fun director of entertainment there is.
Yeah. But it's kind of like we're in charge of hosting the party, you know? We're not there to party.
There you go.
Our job is just to host the party.
That's correct. Yeah, so no, I get where you're coming from.
Speaking of whiskey, if I can work a shameless plug for myself, and Jason, I heard that you had discovered a new whiskey this past weekend.
I did discover a new whiskey this past week. Weekday Whiskey.
Thank you.
To say, I'm very impressed, and I need to get another bottle soon.
That's
how delicious.
If the bars at Del Lago need some bottles, I know a guy. That's all I'm saying. If you want to have it on the shelf,
he's a weird dude, though.
That's a possibility. I think we can pull something together here.
We'll have an offline conversation. Jason Klug, on behalf of Del Lago, appreciate your time, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
See ya.
See ya. Jason joins us from Del Lago. I got to get in the snake oil business, man. Good morning. This is K-Rock. But it is.
But isn't that bad?
Yeah, it's a saying because you're a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, it has no benefits. You're just...
Much like Gwyneth Paltrow, Kourtney Kardashian, and Reese Witherspoon are all selling... chlorophyll water now?
What?
Chlorophyll? More like borophyll.
I get it, Billy.
It's liquid chlorophyll drops.
What does that even mean?
Like, you know what plants crave?
Yeah.
Wait.
Huh?
Do plants... They already have chlorophyll, right? That's what the thing is?
It's something... Yeah, I think they produce it.
Thanks for checking out Science with the Show on K-Rock. Right? Plants...
They have stamens. It's like our wieners.
They have pestles.
Well.
What's chlorophyll? Look it up.
I wish I knew. I used to know. I should know. I'm an idiot. It's the ability to make their own food. Photosynthesis. and then which they use a green pigment called chlorophyll.
I don't know, Spy Guy. You ever think about nature? Because I'm thinking about nature right now.
Chlorophyll absorbs light.
Chlorophyll's what makes them green.
Yep, and the energy absorbed from the light transfers into the two kinds of energies.
So this is the new trend on social media.
What is like ball feel?
Makers of the liquid drops claim the supplement can boost energy, detoxify the body, help with altitude sickness, and even neutralize body odor.
That's what my body craves.
That's what your body craves?
They're saying it helps neutralize body odor?
Yes.
Nope. Nope. No way.
This is
what
I'm saying. I gotta get in the snake oil business. Like, if you can be one of these dopes who is an influencer, and you're like, this is why I eat soap. And you go, what?
I only get air from the Alaskan mountains.
And then they breathe the air like in that movie?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, thanks.
Doctors are saying it's stupid. Right.
Is that... Oh,
see, Showgirl Lynn says liquid chlorophyll is great. It balances out your pH.
Is it for your, like, your vagina?
No. Oh, maybe it's for your vagina smell.
Chlorophyll? More like borophyll.
That's what, like, your pH, like, I think that's what the limit women are talking about.
You're down unders?
Yeah, you're Florida soldier.
Is there a real problem with the down under fragrances?
I mean, I don't have
that
a
you
problem.
You need to balance out your pH?
I was going to say, I don't
No,
have
Cody's like, I don't got any problem with it.
I don't.
Whatever kind of scent you got going on.
Ain't no big deal.
Doctors say just eat a salad.
Yeah,
you don't need chlorophyll drops.
Well, yeah, for that type stuff, the more vegetables you eat and all that, it's supposed to help like that down there. It's like how ladies want us to eat a lot of pineapple. Wink, wink.
I don't think they do.
They do. Not us, personally. Neither
will
one of us.
Will it help balance out my ball stank? Because I noticed that older I get, man.
No, not at all. That just because you got it all trapped in there. That's why you're good. You're wearing shorts now.
Shorts let it breathe.
Yeah, you're letting it breathe.
It's been too many months of containment.
Yep. Your junk's all trapped in there like a felon. Now it's getting some, you know, parole.
It's been warm down there. It is.
Got a little good release.
Text line. I think it would work if we were a ficus, but we are people.
Well, we are not a ficus. Are you sure, though?
Doctors are skeptical of chlorophyll's touted wonder drug properties when it comes to skin problems and body odor. Chlorophyll-rich foods, including spinach, arugula, green beans, peas, leeks, and wheatgrass, do have an added benefit.
Yeah.
Of being packed with tons of vitamins and minerals as well.
Yeah.
That makes uncooked sense. Produce is not ideal.
What? Uncooked produce?
Uncooked produce.
Oh, so you have to, like, release its nutrients and flavors.
Like, imagine having the kind of time where you're, like, making chlorophyll water every morning taking videos of it.
Well, that's why I laughed. It's sort of similar where Jennifer Aniston is like, you guys can have all the same benefits that I do. And she's like, shows you her, like, look, you just have this collagen stuff mixing with your water, and then you work out.
Yeah.
And then you do yoga.
Yeah.
And then you have a nice little lunch with more of the collagen stuff, and then you do more working out.
Like, just
then you
be
go
rich.
Out by your pool, and then you do some more meditation, and then you have a light dinner. I don't understand why everyone can't do that.
Like, what's your
And then
your
I
problem?
Look like a goddess. What a surprise.
Like, what's your problem? Why can't you do these things?
Why can't you be an uber-rich multimillionaire that sits around by your pool all day and does nothing but worry about your skin?
I'm trying to be that.
You were not a plant, though.
I'm trying to be that. I'm trying to be Rodney Dangerfield in every movie ever because I watched Back to School over the weekend because I did.
Is that the diving one?
Yeah, it's the Triple Lindy one.
It's a good movie.
It's just like his character is always like, I'm super rich.
Yep.
I don't care what you think about
me. But everyone hates my guns.
Everyone's annoyed by me.
Why is it that he is in every movie
mm-hmm.
he is in? He is 80.
Because he didn't get famous till he was almost 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he plays, like, in that movie, doesn't he play, like, somebody that's supposed to be, like, you know, 40 or
he's
something?
He's the dad of the college student,
so he would
be, like, 50 maybe.
But he's
yeah.
not. He's, like, 70 in it.
But, no, Back to School is so good. It holds up.
Yeah. I like that one.
It holds up.
Ladybugs.
But there is no such thing as, like, a young Rodney Dangerfield. He didn't get famous till he was a... I think it was a vinyl siding salesman.
Oh. Well, how did he get... What did he do to be famous?
He was older, and he was one of those situations where, Rodney, you're 40, you should go to the club, and he did.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's deceased.
But he is gone.
Yeah.
But I just like his character of, hey, here's the money, hey, I'll do whatever I want. I want to be that guy.
Hey, screw you, I got lots of bucks.
I want to be that guy.
I want to go and follow my kid around college, I will.
And everybody's uptight and bothered by him.
Yep. Because he bucks the trend.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
He is not the norm.
He is not the norm.
No.
He's got Caddyshack. He's got the golf bag that's too loud. He's irritating everybody.
Right? He's got big eyes, too.
I strive to be Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, all right.
Unless he did creepy, gross stuff, and then don't quote me on that. You know, I have these ideas, and then I'm hopeful that showbros and showgirls will support me in these ideas, and all you've done is... cut me off of my knees. I was going to go buy an orbital sander today.
Is that what it's called to give you, trying to give you advice on how to not blow a hole in the wall?
Yeah, just cut me off of the knees. I'm trying to blow a hole in my wall with a sand blaster.
You're taking me down, guys. No, I wanted to go and get an orbital sander because I got to sand a portion of my wall. And I don't, and the hand sanding never works right for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm not good at handy things. So I was going to go buy an orbital sander. I'll be like, hey, then I can sand this down, be done with it, goodbye. No. Told that's a bad idea. Yeah, everyone says you got to use a drywall sander. Well, those are like
50 people are telling you.
And you're all saying like, hey, man, currently doing drywall at my house, ruined a section by attempting to be lazy and use an orbital sander. So then you're all like, go get this drywall sander. It looks exactly like an orbital sander to me with a stick on it.
I don't know. I don't know the difference. I'm not a sanderologist, if you can believe that.
Just trying to make a portion of the wall flat so we can paint it and I can get on with my life.
But I don't want you to get the wrong thing and then you touch the thing to the wall and it, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden you're down another 2 inches in a spot. Now you have to like put the putty in and, you know what I mean? Do all that stuff. I feel like you should just hand sand it.
Well, some people are just saying you can't use sandpaper on drywall. What are you supposed to use?
I honestly have no idea. Here's what I did, man.
I filled in one of my air returns because I'm getting a new air return put in the floor, a bigger one. Where I did that, I cut a square drywall, a rectangle rather, 14 by 6, put it in there, fit it nice and tight, puttied around the seams, okay. And now I've got to sand it down.
Yeah, see that? I don't know that.
And I'm very busy. I do not have time to be hand sanding anything.
I don't have time to hand sand things.
Then I'm going to get...
How big is the hole? Like this?
14 by 6, yeah.
It's not, it would take you like 20 minutes.
But then what am I supposed to sand it with?
It's like I'm sure if you go to like a Home Depot, it says like drywall sandpaper. I mean, there's different, what's it called, grades of it?
I'm literally asking the hive mind of the show on K-Rock.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm going to hand sand this. What do I go buy today for sandpaper?
Yeah.
I have the little flat thingy where I attach the sandpaper to it. It's got a handle.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? What do I do? Okay.
You need a sanding sponge.
Okay. I will listen to whatever people say.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know any of it.
Just make this easy for me, please.
You're going to end up spending all of the money.
Well,
though,
I already completely ruined the wall. I can't do these things.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to go any further and have it make it even more work for yourself. So just get like the, I don't know, just paint it. Just freaking paint it, dude. Just paint it.
But then it's going to have bumps all in it.
Says who?
Me.
Nah, just do it. You won't.
I'm just going to put a poster over it. I really am.
Like Big Dog. Just put over, you know,
the benefit.
94 Charlotte Hornets poster.
Like I said earlier, the benefit of the bathroom one where I had to fill where the mirror went, we were going to hang another mirror over it. So if it looked like crap, that's fine.
Yeah.
This is literally in the middle of our dining area. Yeah. And now I got to fix that. All right, you guys have sent me a lot of advice. Thank you.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of advice to weed through, man. Good luck.
I'm still going to screw it up.
Videotape it, please.
I don't want to.
Yeah, a lot of people. Oh, I have those.
What?
The sanding sponges.
Yeah, I have them. I just don't know what grit to use.
120, people are saying.
Okay. 180 to 220, they're saying.
Grit free. There you go, bro.
Congratulations, the state of New York. We are in the top 5 snobbiest states in America.
Yeah.
According to Zipia.
That sounds right.
Now, what did they use to verify someone who's snotty? Wine consumption? How many people have degrees in arts or humanities? How many top-tier universities are there in general?
Okay.
Now, number one is Massachusetts, which is not surprising because they've got Harvard and a bunch of
Harvard
colleges, snotty colleges.
We know better and more than you do, guy.
Vermont, number two.
Swear to God. I don't know Vermont accent. Same thing. Maple syrup.
Just said like that. Yeah. Connecticut, that's number three for snobbiness.
Yeah, real rich people.
There's a lot of people coming up there from the city and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of rich people areas you're talking about. This seems like the snobbiest.
Number four is New York. We're the snobby.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I don't get the vibe that Central New York is very snobby.
No, I guarantee you this is getting skewed from the city.
It's number of Ivy League colleges, wine consumed, degrees in arts and humanities, and population with bachelor's degrees.
Wait, so they consider the to be, in other words,
if you're cultured and educated,
mm-hmm. you're a snob, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
All right, what if I just like wine and I know a lot of words thanks to a really, really expensive word of the day calendar once?
You'll be happy to know. Least snobby state? Can you guess? Now, based this is on college education and wine consumption, that should give you a clue.
Arkansas.
Ooh, number, that's close.
Alabama.
You've named the bottom five.
Louisiana.
Nope.
Mississippi.
That's 49.
Jesus.
One more. West Virginia, baby!
Oh, they're no good at bowl games and no good at wine.
Wow. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. We're going to play some NBA Jam here in just a few moments.
We still want to get whooped up in some jam?
Presented by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. He will be joining us tomorrow for 420, man.
Yeah, see, our boy Scott told me to see what, you know, what they have on their whatnot, see what they can bring. I think I'm going to tell him to focus on that. I want to know more about that. THC level 8 or whatever.
Delta 8.
Because that interests me. And I think it would interest you
a lot.
Well,
it's interesting because it's a low-level THC, but it's federally legal for some reason.
There's a lot of places around me that have it, including these guys. And, I'm very interested in their products.
Is it synthetic or is it natural?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't think synthetic. I think they still grow it. It's just I don't know what they do with it type deal. And I'm very interested. And that'd be a nice toe dipper for you.
Okay.
You know, and before we start just getting you super baked.
I'm sure my wife loves to hear that. I'm going to be super baked.
But at least with that, you're not, you know, falling upstairs.
Daddy's in the Christmas tree again.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be if you're in the Christmas tree, you're bringing the whole family in with you to look at the lights. Guys.
Look at guys.
Turn off the house lights and then, guys, let's get as close to the tree as we can like the Chippendale chipmunks.
So a tire slasher in Arizona made a terrible mistake, Cody.
Oh, boy.
As a woman came out to discover someone had slashed her tires, but laying there next to the tire was also his finger that he cut off in the process of slashing tires.
Oh, that made me sick. Oh, my God, my
stomach
turned.
My husband says there's a finger in the driveway. Ellen, oh, by the way, you have 2 flat tires. Literally been laughing all day because if I don't, I think I might cry. If you're going to go to the hospital, especially if you just sever your finger off, you would take said finger with you. We assume it happened around 10:30 last night because we had our neighbor across the street that lives next door to him heard a yell and some crying around 10:30, and then he sped off shortly after. I don't find joy in anybody hurting themselves. However, karma has a good way of working itself out.
So did they catch the guy? Like, you got to just go to the hospital and say, hey, did somebody come in here with a finger missing?
Yeah.
And then
what happened?
Can we get his name and number? Because he's definitely under arrest.
Yeah, he was slashing tires, and we have his other hand.
We have his finger, if you'd like the other finger.
Yeah, if we could get some fingerprints, please.
Cody, for your leftovers, before we get out of here, Twitch fam, we'll have a game 3 in NBA Jam presented by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida.
Mm-hmm.
Just had the craziest second game, and
that was a fourth quarter right there,
you'll get game 3 here in just a few moments. But I find, if you're in trouble, like this goes back to being like in trouble with your mom.
Okay.
Don't pile on and get in more trouble over things.
Yeah, we always
just let
it
all die down.
Yeah.
Like if you've just been arrested by the police.
Get arrested again.
And they lock you up.
Yeah.
As you're leaving the jail.
Yeah.
Don't then steal a cop car to go home. Because now you're just piling it on.
Well, how is he going to get home?
It's an Arkansas man.
Can you explain that to me?
Who was arrested for DUI.
Ah, Arkansas. Explains it.
He'd been released from custody following public intoxication a day earlier. He's sober up. He walked out. Went to a Ford Explorer SUV.
Well, that thing's running.
Got inside of it. Traveled 10 miles back to his apartment.
Would he just leave it in the complex?
Yeah.
What did he think was going to happen as I spit all over everything?
I really don't know. Like, they, if all of the vehicles to steal, that's probably the worst.
That is the worst one to take, I would imagine. And you probably just turn on the camera inside and you're like, oh, and he's in it. that guy.
Oh, there he is. Oh, and there's the GPS tracker that shows us he's 10 miles away in an apartment.
Or the camera outside of the police station, I'm sure, that showed him. I mean,
On the dash cam recorded the cop at the end of it, and the cop said, quote, "What kind of decision making you doing tonight, man? Why are you doing this?"
Right? Like, what's going on?
Man.
His judgment is cloudy at best.
Yep. So don't steal a vehicle after you've already been arrested for DUI.
I mean, I guess. I mean, unless you don't party.
If you do party.
I thought you partied.
Then do you. I mean, you're going to get in trouble for it.
I mean, I thought this was all about, you know, partying, but
speaking of partying,
I'm going to say, talking about blowing out your candles.
This next guy, holy cow.
He'll blow out your candles.
You're going to open up a whole package and be real surprised by what you see next. Grimmin is up next. Be excellent to each other.